Shaw's Microbial Beats, coming at you live from Visfi, Virgin Islands. Here we go. Soil, dirty subject, we've got to protect that thin skin wrapped around the earth. A living being, womb giving birth, not a dead, harsh, cold, and static ground, but a breathing, growing, changing place where life abounds. Billion living beings in a teaspoon of ground, 50 million kinds of fungi holding it down. We gotta feed soil, build it, help it grow. Pond swales and ditches, don't let it flow away, prevent erosion, to leave it for the children of our children's 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 children. Let me tell you a story about Farmer Joe. Wakes up one morning, says it's time to sow 1,000 acres of soy, try to hustle some dough. First thing I'll do is to till the ground, move all of that good topsoil around, make it easy for me to plant my beds. But he doesn't know that that means his soil is dead, so he plants his field in long straight rows. All the same seed he bought cheap from Monsanto, wants to grow big quick, throws down NPK. That mineral salt sucks all the water away, but the plants seem to love it on the outside at least. Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium feast, all that soy looks good to insects flying about, come from miles around to check it out. Damn these pests, says Farmer Joe, I've put too much in this crop to let it go. Gonna kill all these insects with insecticide, doesn't leave a single bug alive. Once again, he doesn't know that not all bugs are bad, didn't know how to make use of what he already had. So he's just killed the bugs when the fungi come in, start eating soy leaves, and so he begins with the fungicide spray. Kill the fungus away, destroys his mycorrhizal network in a single day. Now his soil's got no structure, no resistance to erosion, nothing holds it together, so it'll soon be gone. That's why we got to feed soil, build it, help it grow. Pond swales and ditches, don't let it flow away, prevent erosion, to leave it for the children of our children's 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 children. Mama Nature knows how to heal herself when she's bleeding. Medicine is waiting beneath the soil to be needed. Every weed has a function, ready to repair damaged ground left dry, compacted and bare. So the weeds coming quick in Farmer Joe's fields. Danger, disaster, it's time to heal. Farmer Joe doesn't know, won't let them grow. Too much invested for his crop to fail, so herbicide completes his biocide cocktail. Vicious cycle of death and destruction robs the soil of its ability to serve its function. His soil looks green, but it's sadly malnourished. He's made a swath of death where there could have been a forest. Here to save the day comes Compost Man, with his earth-healing soil-creating plan. With compost, we can easily make dirt. Humble humans make humus to heal the earth. Berkeley Method 18 days, hot pile of shit. Nice dirt, quick, thermophilic. Just get the proper ratio of carbon to nitrogen, 25 to 1. Bacteria will thrive again, one part green, one part brown. Plants living and dead, grown from the ground. One part manure or other stinky stuff, and a little bit of water. Just enough that you squeeze a handful and you get one drop. 4 days later, time to flip-flop. Turn that pile upside down. Let all those living things mix around. Bacteria orgy, it's a party in there. Turn it every 2 days to let in air. In 18 days, life has done its job. Nothing in there is as it was. Just beautiful, life-giving, healthy dirt to put on your ground and regenerate the earth. That's how we feed soil, build it, help it grow. Pond swells and ditches, don't let it flow away, prevent erosion, to save it for the children of our children's 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 children. So what about Farmer Joe? Why do we care? Well, the thing is that this happens everywhere. This is how we grow almost everything we eat, and if we keep on doing it, the future looks bleak. We're destroying the soil, poisoning the land, and you and me and all of us have got to take a stand. If humans on the planet are gonna pull through, then I think that you know what we're gonna have to do. We gotta feed soil, build it, help it grow. Pond swells and ditches, don't let it flow away, prevent erosion, to save it for the children of our children's 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 children.